The first ever Warehouse Games Captains League Slapball Tournament is underway. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Slapball presented by Shady Rays. Upgrade your eyewear game today with an exclusive offer from Shady Rays. Go to ShadyRays.com, use code WAREHOUSE for 40% off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Thanks, Shady Rays.
Whoa! Talking about the Yanks.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Jennings season.
Ooh. Think so?
Oh.
Oh.
Hello and welcome to the final Players Profile and Projection here on Talking Yanks, where we've been doing an episode a day every day until opening day. And today, we have kind of the top prospects, the guys that you got to keep an eye on in AAA or AA that might get called up or traded. Peraza becomes this guy. Originally, when we drafted up these last two episodes, we didn't know who was going to get the shortstop and who was going to get this app. And it turns out as Oswald. You really got to hit the
Oswald.
But you can say, when it's Waldo, you can say like the Oswald, but it's Oswald Peraza, Jake. That's a big one. And then I think people are going to be interested with the Martian since he tore up spring training and is a Martian.
He is a Martian. That's kind of the big thing about him. So that's cool. Yeah, Dominguez had the monster spring. Excited to talk about him a little bit. Peraza becomes a really interesting conversation because he's 22. He turns 23 in June. So that's still kind of crazy to wrap your head around with some of the ages of these guys. I mean, Johnny Brito, who's now breaking camp with the team, basically, he's 25 years old. he's a year and a half older than Davey. So it's always interesting with prospects. And now Perazer, as Joe's McFly calls him, he's in an interesting area. You know, they definitely want to get him reps at AAA and obviously pad the stats up there. Like, if you think you're a major league guy, the best way to show that is to go to AAA and rake. That's what Brandon Drury did, and he hated that.
Yeah,
he
like
hated
that
for himself.
It was like, everyone knows I'm a major
because he
guy.
Wasn't 22 years old. He'd played years of major league baseball.
Yeah.
I think if you're Peraza, head down. You know, rip it, put up some numbers. I think it's very interesting when an infield injury strikes, depending where the Yankees are at with their outfield and who's performing out there. Is Peraza the first call? Because, again, that doesn't mean you're necessarily getting playing time, where IKF can be a backup at the infield positions,
mm-hmm.
where it may be more valuable to the Yankees to wait for, a bigger injury to happen, or, you know, Peraza got a cup of coffee where, again, the stats look really good. If he kills it in AAA, you now have a guy that's supposed to be a glove-first shortstop that's been ripping it up who could be a massive trade piece if a Brian Reynolds or something like that ever breaks. So that's kind of the what to watch for with him this year.
Boone had a really weird quote about him,
yeah.
Which I think you need to hear the way Boone was saying it to change it. Recently, he's had some nice quotes about Oswald where he said, "We still think he's going to have a long big league career as a shortstop. Our message is to go handle your business down there. Go work and get better each and every day. The situation can change quickly." And yeah, man, like he could be on the team in 3 days. We've had that happen a lot of years.
Yeah.
The first 2 weeks, someone comes up and it's their position for a while now, you know? That has happened.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've talked about the Glaber DJ Donaldson rotation so much. I mean, you know, we've seen a couple of those guys get hurt, I think, as of last season. And yeah, I mean, you know, knock on the wood of all wood, but, you know, if something were to happen to Volpe, I think Peraza's our starting shortstop. So, yeah, I mean, the season can instantly get put on its head where, like we've talked about, and you know, it's been kind of the most office gossip the past couple days, is where do the Yankees really stand on Oswald Peraza? Because there's high notes and there's low notes too. But I guess the thing I've come back to, and I had a Wake and Jake talking about it the other day. The thing I keep coming back to is they did try to trade Glaber last year, and it was done. And it was for a pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, it was for a starting pitcher, which, you know, like we've talked about with this Yankees infield and, you know, the fact that Oswaldo Cabrera can play and was an infielder is another wrinkle in this system. But I do think the Yankees have one of their boards that has Peraza and Volpe. I think they're open to the concept because the other thing with that, say these two stick, whether it's short in third or short in second or whatever it may be, if you have two cost-controlled infielders and you're the New York Yankees, that opens up so many doors for you guys. Like, currently think about what our third baseman is making. 20-plus mil. And he's going to be on the team for one more year. Like, is Peraza in the running for that? I have no idea. This feels like the pivot swing year, right? He got called up. They kind of tried to Jeter him, and then they needed him. That a big AAA, or if he ends up on the team getting run, okay, then Peraza either has plans with the Yankees or he's a massive trade piece, or it's like, okay, what's going on?
I think him and Glaber are definitely going to be part of trade talks. And I don't really know if I want to lose Glaber. Like, if he's playing well, he was a valuable piece last year, sans 1 month. But are they going to move Peraza to third? Because can Oswaldo just become a third baseman? Cabrera? I don't know. I'm very interested to see. He will be called up at some point. Like, they're going to rip the Band-Aid off on using the option because they know it's going to happen. And much like we saw with Clint, like he would be up and down, up and down, up and down for pieces and different places and injury help right away.
I guess the only caveat to that, which we mentioned briefly, would be interesting if IKF's not playing at all, if he's in a Marwin like bench role, he is a reserve infielder, and we do have other infielders. Like we've talked about the Glaber Donaldson rotation, that if those guys are playing well, could they bring up Ortega, Calhoun, or one of those guys to be an outfielder?
Well, it depends on the need for sure, but
right.
If shortstop's hurt, Volpe gets hurt, or Volpe, his leash runs out, he's up. And then, you know, DJ, Donaldson, four of the infielders can't play short.
Right.
And if Oswaldo Cabrera is everyday outfield reps,
right,
well, then he's not going to be a backup infielder. So it's very interesting. Hopefully Peraza is ready and is not, like, too bummed out about this and takes it in stride, which is tough to do.
It's tough when you're 22, man, and that's where
Volpe's been behind him his whole minor league career, right?
Right.
He goes to high A while Volpe's in A. He goes to double A, Volpe goes to high A. He goes to triple A, Volpe goes to double A. He goes to the bigs, Volpe goes to triple A. Like, really, what if the only reason they brought Peraza up last year was to get Volpe those 20 games or whatever it was, 20 at-bats at AAA before the season ended? What if that was the only reason? I don't think so.
I think the Yankees also had some other problems at shortstop that got shown at the end of the year. But
you mean
that guy
who's not playing?
Volpe is, he was and is the prized possession. Peraza kind of appeared after, you know, a 2021 where Volpe took off. Oswald Peraza, another shortstop, 115 games, 18 homers, 38 steals. Like, that's not, you know, that's no joke. 834 OPS. And then he got off to a slow start in AAA, 99 games. He ends up putting up very solid numbers, 19 homers, 33 steals, 259, 329, a 778 OPS. And a reminder, he got off really slow, and do with this what you want. It's a new level. You know, R. Joe's McFly DMs everyone on the Yankees like a thirsty young man. It was Oswald Peraza's first time ever playing in cold weather.
Oh, yeah.
He said it was his first time ever playing baseball in cold weather in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. So, as a 21-year-old kid. So, I don't know. You know, maybe AAA pitching was also better. It could be a litany of anything. But it's going to be interesting to track him. And, yeah, there's, you know, another favorite activity of mine is going and looking at guys that play on the Yankees the previous year. Like you said, Marwin played 85 games last year. In theory, that's going to be IKF. Matt Carpenter played a chunk of games last year. That Miguel Andujar played 27 games last year. So, at
started
some,
every time he was up.
At some point, and Peraza himself, 18. So, at some point, he's going to get a call. It's going to be interesting how much, and man, how fun would it be if he gets a three-week run and he puts something together? I mean, that's where this whole conversation can enter a very fun realm that I would love to get there.
The other big prospect that's been on everyone's brain forever who had a unbelievable spring training at big league camp for the first time is Jason Dominguez, the Martian, Jake.
Yeah,
hit a cool .455 batting average in spring training at the big league camp. Yeah. Pretty nuts. Let's see. He went 10 for 22 with three walks, only three strikeouts, .520 on base percentage, 1.045 slugging with his four homers and one double. He is a nightmare. Currently, Fangraph's third-ranked prospect, 20.1 years old. He's going to start the season in Double-A. If he hits like he did in spring training at Double-A, he's going to quickly get bumped up to Triple-A. Like, I think it's going to be a month or month and a half, 6 weeks, 4 weeks, I don't know, to Triple-A. And then I am interested, I don't know if, like, as part of the team, fully, but as like a September, get some reps, see some at bats, see where they're at, what Peraza got last year, what guys have gotten before, if he does get his first debut this year. I don't think it's incredibly likely, but I don't think it's completely out of the picture either.
It's going to be interesting, right? I'm going to use Volpe for comparison. Volpe ended up playing a .110 at AA last year.
But he had someone blocking him.
Yes. At one position where, in theory, Dominguez can play multiple outfield positions.
Does he play multiple? I thought he just plays center field.
Well, if you're an outfielder, you can play the outfield, but they probably want him to play center field. I think it's a different tone. I think it's less being blocked and more reps. Like, I think they'll want him to get reps at AA. He's, you know, he played 40 games at High A last year. And he went off. That was after 75 games of low A. He's the Martian. It's been rumored from the start that he's got all these tools. He and his 120 minor league games across three levels last year, 16 homers, 37 steals. So there's, man, there's this, all these kids are athletes, which is so cool to see. Like, we're stealing bases. And yeah, his overall minor league numbers are good. I think they're being lowered by some of his 18-year-old numbers when he first got thrown into, you know, pro-level games.
After pandemic and all that.
Right. But he, you know, he ticked up from low A to high A that, yeah, man, this kid can be on a special trajectory. He's 20 years old. If he can put himself on path for starting opening day next year, he would be younger than Volpe. He would be younger than all of the 21-year-olds by days. He would be the youngest Yankees starting position player on opening day since 52 Mickey Mantle. So, yeah, if he goes this year, I mean, are we going to do the same thing? Is it going to be Cashman saying, hey, you're going to have a chance to make the team, kid? Or, you know, I think you're not ruling out if he goes nuts and the Yankees need help.
I think if he hits, he's going to be in AAA. There's no center fielder in AAA. There's no reason if he hits in AA to not just say, go do it in AAA. There's no one there. I mean, Florial's going to get DFA'd because he's out of options. He might sign back, but at that point, you're just wasting. it's not going to block anyone else from getting those spots. Right. And then who played center field in AAA last year? Lo Castro and Wade? Like, it's, there's no one there.
Yeah, you might have some veteran depth options there or something like that, but...
But those aren't guys that...
You want getting in the way of Jason Dominguez's development.
Yeah. Dominguez isn't playing behind them.
No.
Everson Pereira might be playing some, and he's a big prospect for the Yankees, but...
Room for both of them.
Let him go tear it up. I don't need him to get called up this year, but I need him to get a big chunk of at-bats in AAA. More than Volpe got last year.
Okay.
Unless he really struggles in AA.
Sure.
Like, if we're, you know, halfway through and he's just hitting, move him up.
How about this? The exciting news for us as fans and for Jason Dominguez is what happened with Volpe. Like, Volpe did his job in the minor leagues. They had room for him. And they made the call after he proved it in spring.
Yeah,
so
if
you're Jason Dominguez, yeah, if you put it together for one more minor league season, you're going to have an opportunity to be on the team. Bader is in the last year of his contract, and we've got outfield spots kind of available outside of that. So, yeah, man, I think we've obviously been Martian fans from the start because he had a nickname. And you had to plant our flag in the sand with that. I think what used to be kind of daunting about the whole game is really exciting now with the Volpe news.
And do the Yankees have any other prospect besides those two in the top 100?
I think they're going to come out with new lists soon. Like, I think they do... Like, once guys get the call, and the two guys that I think could be borderline, like you mentioned, Everson Pereira, he's an outfield prospect that should slide up as Volpe graduates. And then Trey Sweeney's a guy the Yankees liked and was their first-round pick. Nice, sweet lefty swing that you could start hearing about those guys. Like, as Volpe becomes Yankee, not prospect, I think those are going to be the guys you're going to hear a little more about on the farm.
Yeah, but they're not like cracking the top 100, so they're not the same level.
By the end of the year, they might be.
Sure, but
they're,
by the end of the year,
they're the same who graduates.
Yes, but currently.
Not currently on the list.
Yeah, it's just as well as Oswald Peraza, Volpe, and Dominguez are the top. Waldichuk's on there, but he's not with the Yankees anymore.
Correct.
Austin Wells is on some of them.
He is. He's hurt now, so maybe, well, I don't know.
He might not be on that one. He was on, he's one of the guys that was on, you know, February when prospect lists come out. He was on like half of the top 100s.
We hit it quick in a couple of the Talking Yanks episodes. Him getting hurt this spring was really tough for him because he would have been on a somewhat path if his minor league seasons were high and tight that we could be talking about him. But him getting a real injury in spring training makes this year real tight for him.
Yeah.
Feels like play this year in the minors and let's see what you can do next spring, kid. But on the show.
Brando Mayo, that's the next 17-year-old kid if you guys want to start tracking the kids.
You want another kid?
No, he's just the next one. Okay. They already gave him a stupid comp to like a Hall of Fame caliber player.
Does he have a nickname?
Probably B. Mayo.
I need a Martian-type nickname to be into him.
Well, his nickname is Little Sheffield, but I think that's rude to do. You're comparing him to Gary Sheffield.
Yeah, I need a not person.
Probably name. Won't even.
Can't be his name, can't be someone else's name. I need a Martian, I need the freak, I need the kid, I need.
Marlin.
That's a fish.
No, because his name is Brando.
And a translator. Excited to see Marlin.
Marlin. He's actually interesting. There's been conflicting reports on if his name's Brando or Brandon.
Mm. If it's Brandon and they're just typing it as Brando because someone left off a letter.
I think because his Instagram is Brando, but that's an Instagram. Mm. I think it got settled on it's Brandon, not 100%. Comments will let us know.
He's 17 years old.
Yeah. He'll be next year he plays rookie ball.
Get ready for the Spencer Jones hype train.
Should get to AA this year.
Big kid. What about Bailey Dees?
What about Bailey Dees?
Relief pitcher, high A right now. Drafted 18th round, 2021. His name is Bailey Dees.
Is his name really Dees?
D-E-E-S is his last name. His first name is Bailey. He's 24 years old.
Bailey Dees. You think he's ever made a Dees
He
joke?
Hates it. He's not much for humor.
That's tough.
That broke him.
That is tough news.
Is that the best name out of all the Yankees minor leaguers? Bailey Dees?
Sound off in the comments, people.
Ian Hamilton. That's pretty up there. All right. That's the rookies. Mostly Peraza watch. Stay good. Brendan Beck. That's a name.
Elijah Dunham.
Oh, we should have talked about Dunham. He's going to get traded. To a contender and then go be like a Gamble type, tear it up for 5 years.
I hope so.
Kyle Battle.
That's a cool name.
Kay would love that name. Battle as a... Well, I think he's a outfielder.